You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Death Row, what a brother, no, once again, back is the incredible Rhyme Animal, the incredible D, Public Enemy number one, 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb, can I tell him, never really, never had a gun, but it's the wax with the Terminator X-Bun, got it, got me in a cell, put my records they sell, cause a brother like me said,
all right, Zone 5 Sports, Hoop and Hammer Show, back in the mix, got a full show for you today, introduce my guest here, Hammer.
Let's do a little housekeeping here.
My picket or partner, what's the housekeeping?
Well, we gotta let him know that the Great Oz is in here.
The Great Oz, yeah.
He's at home fucking jerking the gherkin to Ryan Newman's pitcher or some shit. Fuck, I don't know.
His new nickname is No Show, fucking
yeah,
whatever,
no show.
Dude. He's done. All right. Got a lot of stuff on the show. We're gonna talk a little baseball, a little football, a little NCAA.
Great.
And maybe if we're lucky, we'll get a little word association with the Hammer again today.
Like, see, we don't get sounds enough like NCAA on the fucking TV.
Exactly. The boob tube. Everybody's,
there is no other sport right now.
Everybody's covered it. It's March
That's
Madness.
It. That's
why,
all it is.
That's why it's March Madness, great, baby. Alfonso Soriano.
Playing left field.
Did you read all that shit?
No,
stay
I didn't
on that?
Catch the details of everything, but he sucked it up and he's going to play left.
Wouldn't play left, I guess, because they already have an all-star second baseman, Jose Vidro.
Yep.
Do you think he should be allowed to pick his position?
Who?
Alfonso Soriano.
Oh, Alfonso?
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, because he's been around. You know, he's a big bat, but he's led the league in errors for like four straight years.
He's led the league?
Yeah, at his position. So it's like if the coach wants you to play left, man.
Yeah, but if you're an all-star, I mean, was he an all-star?
He might have been.
Yeah, if you're an all-star, do you go to a team expecting to play left field? You expect to play your position.
Play your spot, yeah.
And he kind of got screwed, like, it's a business.
Yeah.
It's a business, so he kind of got screwed in the whole trade and get, you know, you're going to a team that already has a second baseman.
You had no idea you're
going to
play that position, too.
You're basically getting screwed. I mean, I can see it both ways. I can see it as a team. Being a team, you need to play where the coach wants you to play. But also being a player, you worked your ass off to get into this position. You worked your ass off to play second base. Now they're telling you to go play some other position that you have no idea how to play, and I guess he's been sucking at it in spring training. So I can see both ways.
Man. Play team. Be a team guy.
That's what I'm saying.
A-Rod did it, but they let him know they were going to put him at third.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's kind of just a courtesy.
That's for the Yankees, and that's for millions and millions of dollars more, probably, than Alfonso Soriano was making.
Well, if the fucking Twins go get Alfonso?
They tried to. They tried to get him, remember?
Tried to do it now. I bet he'd want to come now.
I wish we could get him. We could use them.
Fucking with two spot.
Twins been playing good in the preseason.
It sucks seeing Ruben Sierra get injured, though. Because he was having a good spring training.
He?
Yeah. That old fucking timer. You know? That's
old
awesome.
Crotchety fucker.
No shit.
T.O. Got a new rap song out.
More Madness. Yeah, that was a fucking great song. I think it's number one on
Let
the
me,
charts.
Yeah, I'm sure it's number one on the charts.
You quote some of the fucking...
I'm gonna I'm going to quote some lyrics here.
It's good.
I'll sound better than T.O. I'm not going to rap it. I'm just going to say it. They were comparing him to Roy Jones Jr. in his rap heyday, which lasted a whole 30 seconds.
Yeah, that was great.
Here go his lyrics here. When it comes to this game, I'm the best in the field. Some said I was going to sign just for a one-year deal. But I got what I wanted up front, 10 mil. Change the rules of the game, so now how you feel? What do you think of that?
I don't know. I think he's still rich and fuck. I don't know, man.
Yeah, crack that right by the fucking mic, dude.
Awesome.
I'm sure that sounded great.
I'm hitting the E and J today, boys. Sucking back the brandy.
About time you hit the hard stuff.
Feeling good.
Here's his other lyrics. I got a brand new team. I'm a cowboy now. No more black and green. To the haters that said I'm not going to get my money, I'm laughing in your face. Ha ha, that's funny.
Some great lyrics, man.
I think
Rosenhaus wrote those up for him.
I got tears in my eyes.
It's great.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And they're saying, you know, it's a new T.O. and he's going to be different and all this. And it's just going to be the same drama. It's just drama.
Exactly. That's like what I'm thinking. He just never learns. It's going to be the same continuation of what he was doing in Philly now that he's in Dallas. I mean, he's going to be doing the same.
Medication or something.
Yeah, he's got some bipolar shit going on.
Unless we're on the crazy pills and he's normal.
He's the only normal one. It's not him. It's us.
We're taking the crazy pills.
It's not him. It's us. I think he's going to be the same guy. And like I said last week, I can't believe they signed him after he slapped him in the face and spit on the star, basically.
Who's the backup quarterback?
For Dallas? Dallas?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. Drew Bledsoe? He's playing both.
It should be interesting because Drew can toss.
Should be interesting.
He can toss a pigskin.
He can, but his days are numbered, dude. He's old, yeah. man. He's just takes one old. Big hit and he's done. Fuck, he threw all of his passes when he played the Vikes and had 52 attempts or 52 completions or whatever.
He had a career in a day.
Fuck, that was crazy.
Fuck!
No doubt.
All right, let's move off of T.O. because he's going to be a topic for the
every week.
Next all right, century.
This next story here, this is fucking hilarious. And this kind of is going to be the Jack Hole of the Week, too, for me anyways. Tyrone Carter's brother.
Yeah.
Did you read that, all that shit?
Tank. Tank, awesome.
Tank Carter. It's not to be confused with Tank Williams, who the Vikings signed at safety this week. But Tyrone Carter, his brother, instead of going to for his sentencing, it was only fucking 6 months
right.
for armed robbery or some shit like that. He went to his brother's football game, hung out with Snoop and all that shit.
Afterwards, yeah. After partied
the,
it down.
Yep, partied it up. And... And his sentence got increased to 5 years.
Yeah, I hope
dude.
It was a good party, man, because you're doing a lot of extra time. He even said it was all worth it. Everything was worth it. Tyrone Carter said, if my brother was in the Super Bowl, I would do the same thing. It's like, nice.
He'd go rob somebody first and then go to the game.
That's what he'd do. So you do time.
So would you do the same thing?
If my brother was
if
in the Super
Bowl? If your bro, fucking sure. Soul Train
Why
number
not?
One.
Fucking Soul Train.
KG, white KG.
The white KG.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck? I would never do something like that. It's like, well, first of all, I wouldn't have been in that predicament to begin with.
Are you serious if your bro was in the Super Bowl?
First of all, I wouldn't be going to jail. So I'm not,
Well, the circumstances that
I steal,
that
I don't kill.
He is going to jail. He was going to jail.
True.
Ditched out.
I guess if I was a career criminal and I had nothing else to look forward to, yeah, I'd go to the game instead, dude.
Hell yeah.
I'd be partying with Snoop. I'd be like, give me your autograph. What?
It's a fucking Super Bowl, man.
Maybe I'll send me some packs of smokes while I'm in the joint so I can buy some ass.
Oh shit. What?
Let's cool. just stay on the NFL tip. Couple big signings this week or last couple weeks. Steve Hutchinson got signed by the Vikings. Highest paid offensive lineman in history.
It's awesome.
You think he's gonna be worth it?
He better be all world.
Do you think he's worth it?
I never really saw him play or heard his name until now. You know, I've heard he's a Pro Bowler, but
he's been a Pro Bowler like every year after his first year or something like that. But, I mean, how do you know? It's a guard.
Right.
How do you know?
At least the Vikes are spending money to get better on the offensive line where we need some help.
Yeah.
And with McKinney, Hutchinson, and if Burke can be the player he was, that's a good left side of the offensive line, man. So
yeah, it's going to be – it's going to be – I bet.
Now, Seattle gets its revenge by trying to pull Burleson from us. Let's see what happens.
Well, that's
here.
That's totally where I was going because it's totally become a little game between Seattle and the Vikings now. Because and I was gonna bring this up anyways, is saying that this whole contract with Steve Hutchinson is gonna change the whole face of the CBA as far as transition tags and restricted free agent tags go.
Yeah.
Because
just fuck them with the team.
Well, because now they're saying, oh, nobody tried to pull this shit before where they try to make a contract unmatchable by a team, like, purposely go out there and do the poison pill or whatever the hell they're calling it.
Calling
so now they're doing that, and now Nate Burleson, Seattle's doing the same thing with Nate Burleson.
Guaranteed money.
They're doing two poison pills, though. One is the guaranteed money. The other one is that he has to have more pay on average than all the running backs combined for the Vikings. So if the Vikings sign him, which isn't that much because we don't have high-paid running backs.
Right.
And they actually put it in the paper that it was like under $7 million a year. So even if he did get that part of the contract, it wouldn't be that much. But just the fact that they're fucking with us, man, like that.
Well, they're fucking with us. Ah, fuck it. It's Burleson, all right? He had one good year when Moss
He had one
on the
killer
other
year.
End,
yep.
And then he got hurt, sure. But he never really came back and was that receiver he looked like when he was with Moss. So let him go.
Yeah, we're very deep at wide receiver. Vikings
I don't know,
are,
we just lost Kelly Cam to Miami.
We lost him, he wasn't here last year either.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah,
he went
to Miami.
He did not play last year.
Retarded.
We got a fucking shot right. bet here or what?
Yeah, we got a shot bet. This is a new one. Thong bets are going to be special big time occasion bets. But the shot
big
bets
time
will.
Occasion bets.
I don't know, man. I'm
I can't speak.
This thing hurts.
Oh, that's
I'm
right.
I'm wearing mine, bitch.
Would you, hold
fucking
on.
Fucking Oz.
Would you explain to the crowd and Oz, who's supposed to be wearing a thong too, I think, right?
Yeah, but he's not on
Oh,
the show.
Some reason. Oh, I'm not feeling good or what? What was his excuse? Yeah, we're calling him out.
He didn't even have... I was drunk. I was at the bike show and I was like, that's all right, man. I love you, dog.
Oh, nice. You let him slide?
I had a couple beers.
You let him,
so.
Oh, you let anything slide. Would you like to explain to our listeners why you're wearing a thong today?
I'm honoring the Oz bet that we had. My boy Jimmy Johnson lost, but he's also supposed to wear one because Harvick lost,
because,
too.
Yeah, neither one of your boys won.
And I'll do it right now. I'll pay up on our Yager bet.
Yep. Explain the Yammer Yager bet to
Yammer
if you were,
Yager.
If anybody wasn't listening last week.
Jágr was at 100 points last Sunday, and I bet Jay he'd be at 110.
Hoop. You bet me, hammer bet hoop that Jaromír Jágr
be at 110 points.
Would be at 110 points he's by today.
He's at 107.
107. So you almost made it, man, but not quite enough.
He only scored in two of the three games he played during the week, so he had a hat trick the second night, and I was like, fucking sweet. He had another goal and
like fucking sweet
assist the other night, and man, I should have fucking had it. But this is to our listeners, this is to you, Hoop.
Right on.
This is gonna hurt.
Cheers, brother.
And we're drinking whatever we got laying around the house, and today it's brandy.
EJ. Erkin jerk, as some people like to call it. And there it goes.
Oh, that was great.
That was wonderful.
Chase it down with brandy and Coke.
There you go.
What's he got? 107?
I'm trying to... 107. Oh. No, I'm trying to find out if Kelly Campbell, where he was.
Oh, Jesus. Let it go, man. Oh, he was with us.
I thought we were going to have a shot bet. Bench,
bitch.
I thought we were going to have a shot bet.
Well, you have to stop the show and get some more booze.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
We'll pass on that.
All right.
We'll agree to disagree.
Exactly.
But seriously, I got him. But I think Nate Burleson is a really good receiver. We're stacked at receiver. Who do we got? Marcus Robinson, he's coming back?
Yeah.
He's coming back?
Corin Robinson.
We got Taylor.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Travis.
Travis Taylor. I'm drawing a fucking blank. Troy Williamson. Stupid. Who else we got?
Practice squad guys, because Kelly Cam was that last guy.
Yeah, he was. Nice. I think we're doing fine. I think we're doing fine with that. But I really do think they're going to have to change the wording or something because, dude, teams that really want a free agent are going to start pulling out these poison pills. Like, in order to match his contract, you got to give up your firstborn or some shit like that. Or you got to let him bone your wife or some shit, you know?
Ziggy Jr.
you got to give up Ziggy Jr. It's going to end up being shit like that.
Let's do a little speculation now, though.
Okay.
Vikes signed Mike McMahon, piece of shit, backup. I mean, I'm not too impressed with the guy. So I think the Vikes should package up their first and two second-round picks to draft up and maybe get that Cutler kid, young.
He's not one of the top three quarterbacks, though, is he?
That Cutler?
Jay Cutler, isn't that his name?
Something like that. But
they got Vince Young
and Leinart.
Matt Leinart. And
those are the two big ones. Cutler's number three, I think.
Is he the number three?
He had a really good combine.
I know there was three top quarterbacks, but we'd have to do a lot. But I don't know, man. It's a tough investment to make. How many first-round college – goddamn, I'm drawing it. I'm having problems. Quarterbacks come out and make an impact right away.
Your boy fucking Dante thought he made an impact.
I never said that.
All right.
He didn't make an impact till the year after. Right. And he was a late first round. He was a late first round pick. I'm talking about top first round. Even Ben Roethlisberger, who I still hate, but has still won games, was still like 13th pick or 11th or 13th pick. He wasn't a top five. All
right.
Top five quarterbacks don't make it.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
McNabb?
Look it up. What are you going to do, Hammer?
I don't know. I got nothing. Exactly.
You got nothing.
Josh Blake also. I got a question for you now, bud.
What's up, brother?
I got a little word association. When I say superstar on the Vikes team, what name comes to mind?
Oh, Jesus.
What name comes to mind?
Superstar on the Vikes. Darren Sharper, that's it.
Really?
That's all I got.
Swing from his nuts this year?
There isn't anybody else's nuts to swing from, is there?
Swing from your boy
Sharper. Who am I going to swing from?
Fucking let the owl on the show, man. All right, Sharper's your boy?
Sure. I guess. Who else is there? Seriously.
Nobody.
I'm going to be on Steve Hutchinson's nuts. Ooh, look at that block.
Look at all that.
Look at that. Right. Look at that dude drive block.
Did you see that fucking pancake?
Did you see that fucking footwork? Boy, he went to school. I can't fucking root for a guard. His
feet, they move in.
They move so well.
All right, man.
He's good.
Let's get off this shit.
What do you mean?
What's next?
Vince Young. I know we've been talking about him a lot lately, but that's because there's a lot of hype surrounding him. He had a 4.56 40 at the combine. Is that fast enough for a quarterback?
Sure. I didn't know you had to be fast to be a quarterback.
You don't. That's why I'm asking. You know, I'm asking your opinion if that's fast enough for a quarterback. Okay. For a quarterback, that's actually pretty fast. There's linebackers that run slower than that.
Right. You know, Dante was a fast quarterback when he came out. Vince.
I think he's about the same. I think Dante's like 4.5.
You know, I want to see the guy throw the ball. I really don't. The quarterback doesn't always need to run.
Dude.
He needs to throw the fucking ball. Brad Johnson is living proof.
What's Brad Johnson's 40 times?
7-2, bitch, last year.
What's Brad Johnson's 40 times?
Like 8 minutes.
He's still running it.
Or 3 days.
He started at last camp. I don't know.
In a wheelchair awesome. Or on foot?
No, I just think quarterback speed, it's like it's more of how you play the game. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how fast you are. It doesn't matter how big, how hard you throw. Look at Doug Flutie.
It's a nice luxury on offense.
It is.
To have a fast
if they're good at it, though. But it's also been a hindrance for freaking Atlanta with, what's his face?
Vic. But there's slow Vic. Scramblers, too, like Mark Brunell, Favre.
Roethlisberger. You know, scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl, and he's one of the slowest-looking motherfuckers there is.
But, you know, I think it comes down to those guys know when to run. You know? But you get, like, Vic and Young and these guys, when they start to be good passers and then know when to run, I mean, that's real dangerous.
Exactly. Well, and when we had – I remember when Scott Linehan was coordinator for the Vikings – and when we had Kleinsaucer healthy and Culpepper healthy, Culpepper would pretend like he's doing the quarterback sneak, draw the linebacker in, dump it off to Kleinsaucer, and it worked every fucking time.
Yeah, that was a good play.
Because they're so worried about him running.
Right.
And the same thing with Vic. You almost have to – that draws one person on the defense, usually your fastest linebacker. They're going to be assigned to cover him, so that opens up someone else. Unfortunately, Vic's not a good enough quarterback to freaking hit the open man.
Perks of the plays or whatever you want to call it.
I don't know what the fuck you're trying to say.
You can do those plays with those guys, but I'd rather have a quarterback who's going to drop back, hit his checkdowns, you know, nothing there, then maybe scramble.
So you'd rather have
a passer first.
You'd rather have a Peyton Manning?
Not really.
Then a who? Peyton Manning, let's see, Peyton Manning or Vic?
How about a Brunell in his prime?
Brunell in his prime could do both, couldn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he
could.
And
he wasn't a fast guy, so...
No, he wasn't, but he made it happen. Steve Young, same thing.
Yeah,
he was elusive, as they say. He had football speed, as they say.
We don't want to bring up the fucking old Vince Young.
Don't
run.
Steve Young, you mean?
Steve Young.
Every fucking highlight.
Looks like his back is broken when he's running.
Why does it seem like every highlight of people making their best career run, or you know, it's always against the Vikes, man?
Walter Payton. Had
I hate
big
watching
game against the Vikes.
Highlight fucking Steve films
Young.
And shit.
Great.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith. They've all done it against the Vikes.
Move on.
All right, let's see. How about, what do you want to talk, NBA or NCAA? Because I got an NBA topic that I think we're both going to love.
All right.
From our day.
Well, NCAA is going to be short. I'm not too big on it.
Neither am I.
I hear way too much about it.
Yeah.
Fear the Stash guy. I think we should change his name to Fear the Pussy Face guy.
The Bearded Clam guy, should we call him?
Bearded Clam. No shit, because he's just, every pitcher, when they lost, he just looks like he's
falling,
his eyes are gonna fall out.
In case you guys didn't see it, Gonzaga and Duke both fell this week.
Thank you.
And
let's cheer that one off.
We got that one.
Sweet.
Cheers. And Adam Morrison was crying like a bitch out
there
on the floor.
He was.
And
we were calling him the Bearded Clam.
Every time, he is the Bearded Clam. Every time I refresh the picture on ESPN.com this week, it was another picture of him balling like a little girl, man.
Fear the Stash guy was balling.
Oh, I'm sure he's out. He's on vacation in California. You know he's crying in the sand or something.
That makes for a good vacation.
Yeah, exactly. You know
he's
all
pissed. He's on the sand?
He's all pissy with his family and shit. He's out in California. You know he's all pissy. Get off my back, Morrison. We blew it. But I guess freaking Redick only went 3 for 18 shooting, so that's probably going to hurt his draft status.
That's how Duke was going to go. If Redick had a bad game, they were going to lose. That's what everybody said.
No.
So
that's
not surprising. He had a bad game? Oh, well, you're done.
This is the most I've seen of Redick. I could see Adam Morrison being a better NBA player than J.J. Redick in a heartbeat. Just because Adam Morrison can create his own shots, Redick needs to be like wide open to hit the shot. He has to come off a screen or something like that. He can't create his own shot. I don't know if you've watched him at all, but... I've really seen that this week.
That's all you see him do on highlights or anything. Mm-hmm. It's an open J or...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. That's where, like, more I've seen this week, what differentiates who's the better player.
I do that out my driveway. What's up?
Shooter!
I'm deadly when I'm open.
You wish. That's it. We're going to play a game of pig right now, bitch.
All right.
One more piece of news.
On NCAA or...
Your mama. No. You got anything else for NCAA?
Hey, man, you done talking about my mama, bitch?
Hell no. I'm never done talking about your mama.
What's up?
Bitch got teeth in the back of her neck, chew like this.
Yeah, they can see that. But that was good.
Bitch broke her leg and gravy fell out.
Your mama jumped off butts and she got stuck.
Your mama's belt size is equator.
All right, we're done.
Nah, dude.
We're done.
I got plenty more.
Hey, we
got
to fill up the time, right?
We got plenty of time.
Don't get smart.
Check
Let's
it out.
Top. What's up?
Your your mom went missing. And when they put on a milk cart, they had to use, all four sides.
I haven't heard that one.
You want to hear another one?
No.
Your mama's so fat. Your mama's so fat, she got a bunch of smaller fat women around her in orbit. Woo! All right, back to
come up with that. That's
back
good.
To the news. I don't know. Found it online somewhere.
All right,
back to the news. Back to the news. Sean Kemp, the Rain Man, is trying to make a comeback.
Not the Rain Man, the Family Man.
Well, he's got plenty of family. I know that. I wouldn't call him a Family Man.
Where's he coming back in?
He hasn't decided yet. He's 36, I think. He's 36. I guess he was weighing in at a big 320 pounds. I think he's playing offensive lineman in NFL Europe. I don't know.
Shag Daddy?
So now he's down to 270. I guess he's like 6'10". I never knew he was that tall. I thought he was like a 6'8", 6'9". Forward, well, but 6'10 is pretty big to
NBA
have that.
NBA height, 6'10 real life, he might be 6'8.
True, true. Today. So now he's trying to get down to 270, and he says he wants to be in the Hall of Fame.
More power to him, man.
Hey, man.
He's going to come back and dominate the league as a center.
Loved Sean Kemp.
One of my favorites.
He can't play center. He's not
going to
be center.
They're fucking awesome. His alley-oops, his dunks, man. Phenomenal. Powerful. Power.
I think he was the first one I ever saw do it, and I'm not sure. You know, I could be wrong. Not usually, though, is when he's standing in the frickin' key, threw it up against the backboard, went around some dudes and came up and dunked it.
Yeah.
I think he was the first one I ever seen.
In a game.
In a game, yeah. I mean, yeah, people do that shit at the fucking dunk contest all the time.
He's athletic, too. I bet he got fat.
That's what I'm saying. And wasn't it?
What, put him at center.
He can't fuck center, dude. You can't do that shit. He'll get blocked out by the big true centers. He's not gonna be able.
At 270,
dude. He's
that's
not
a
gonna
big fucking basketball player.
It is a big basketball player, but I doubt he's gonna have the footwork.
So we're gonna bring back Starberry, KG,
and Sean Kemp.
Fat Kemp.
Slim Kemp.
Slim Kemp.
Kemp Slim.
At 270.
Kemp's
holy
ice
shit,
cream.
That's a big
Slim.
Fucking dude, man.
Yeah, that is a big dude, actually.
Watch your fucking.
But 6'10". 6'10".
Ah, great.
Dude,
are you done?
No, I'm not done.
All right.
Fuck you, man.
What do you got?
I don't got much else, so I hope you got some topics, but word association.
Oh.
I got one word for you this week.
We got Jackal, bitch.
Yep, but I got one word for you this week.
What's that?
Bacon. What do you got on that?
I wish I had some in my hand and my mouth. Just roll it. I wish I had some in my drink.
Anybody out there come up with bacon-flavored beer, whatever, this dude will buy out the fucking lot of it.
Oh, God. I bet you that'd be good.
Yeah, I bet. It
you
can't
drink
be bad.
Your fucking smoke beer?
It can't be. Bacon can't be bad. Bacon this, bacon that. It can't
That's
be
right.
bad.
Bacon
Shit.
Should be in everything.
Are you crazy?
Fucking A.
Should all be right. the national food. I don't know. Let's do the Jackhole. Jackhole of the week. I got fucking Tank Carter. I mean, dude.
That's
my Jackhole of the week because, dude, you can't. 5 years in jail? Do you realize you can't? Dude, you're in lockdown. What are you going to do?
You got to see the Super Bowl.
You got your freedom
to
take.
Play in the Super Bowl
your
and win.
Your freedom's worth that? Your freedom to eat freedom, bacon whenever you want?
Freedom was like worth $1.05 these days. Who gives a shit?
Your freedom to eat bacon whenever you want. You'd give that up to watch the Super Bowl?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
throw
a tough
bacon
one.
Bacon in there, that's tough.
That's a tough one when I throw bacon in there.
Bacon in prison, goddammit.
Shit, big straggly ass.
They got good food in prison.
You can't eat pork. Dude, you go to prison.
Get arrested. You show from prison.
If you go, I'd like to do that. If you go to prison, dude, you will turn Muslim, and you'd be like, nope, can't have pork.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah,
that's
I could
right.
see you doing that.
Didn't I say that one time? If I ever get arrested, I'm going to be Muslim?
Yeah, I'm sure you broke that out one time. You're always jumping religions.
My
just
jackal?
Like who's your jackal?
I went with the Seahawks organization.
The whole organization?
Well, whoever, you know, is pulling this shit on us. I mean, be original, you know? We came up. And we put the smack down and said, we're going to give this guy everything. Try and sign him. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and they could have done something.
They came back at it. Dude, it's going to be a battle, man.
Oh.
Wonder who's running the show up there.
I don't know. Paul Allen?
Paul Allen? Yeah, the owner of, or one of the originators of Microsoft, I think.
Does he own the Seahawks?
I think that sounds
his
right.
Own planet.
Actually, I think, or is Paul Allen the owner of the Trailblazers?
Or
does he own them all?
Maybe.
And the
I
Mariners.
Think he owns the whole fucking state of Oregon.
It's Washington.
Oh, my. Oh, nice. I'm all
I don't think Oregon has
Seattle.
Any.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Does Oregon even have any sports teams?
They should just make Oregon and Washington one fucking
just
state.
Just make them the same
and then we'll
state.
Change the name to Northern California.
I like the way you think.
Oh, kick ass.
You got anything else before we sign off
here?
I'm
running out of cocktail. I need some
You
help
need
here.
Some more cocktails, brother.
We could always stop it. We can get our shots in.
Get our shots in.
Finish up the time. See what happens.
I think
Maybe
we're
I
good on
be
time.
Able to understand us.
We're good on time. We're good on all time.
Right,
all right. A little shout out to Fisho again, of course. That's one. In case you haven't checked it out, There's a link on our website. If you look down the right side of our page, there's a link to different websites that we like to frequent. And Fashow is one of them, Daily Sardonic Realness, which I'm not sure what that means.
Can you spell it, bitch?
I can't. I can spell it for real.
For real.
And so if you get a chance, check
them out. They're good.
Check them out. They're just like fucking Hammer and Hoop, and they get it down. They talk about some crazy shit. They're funny as hell, the Cardinal and me. So check it out if you get a chance. Also, make some fucking comments on our page, bitches.
Give us topics, and bets, whatever, man. We'll do all kinds of
Wormy's
crazy shit.
Wormy's like the only one out there that listens to us. And so big and ups we'll to Worm.
Pine Tar, what, or wait.
Wormus Maximus.
Wormus Maximus. He's got
Pine
a lot of
Tar, he's got a lot of names, man. He'll get on the show one of these days.
Many
and,
names, many faces.
Hopefully Smiggle will get on here, too.
Calling that fucker Sizzle Chest.
You can call him whatever you want. But unless you got anything else.
No, reply back. It really helped.
All right, man. Get on it. We're out.
Call it Paul Bubba Sparks.
Punk ass white boy.
I would tell you to kiss my ass too, but you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker.
Get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tan on it and see what it could.
I found you in this new boom. Get it right, get it tight, get it right, get it right,
pretty girl,
get it
come
tight,
on.
Get it right,
pretty girl.
Get it right, get it tight, get it right, get it right, get it tight.
Girl, I don't need you, but you need me. Take it off, let it flop, shake it freely. And I don't tell stories, I let them tell themselves. And you ain't gotta sell sex.